This is Adavin Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. Not all aquatic weeds are bad. In fact, vegetation in and around a pond is valuable for fish and wildlife habitat. It can also help reduce stream bank erosion. But when vegetation grows too abundant, it becomes weeds and some control is necessary. When considering aquatic weed control, keep these two points in mind. Prevention is always better than treatment, and you must identify the weeds before you consider control. Keeping weeds from ever becoming a problem is much better than trying to treat and control them once they become established. The two best strategies for prevention include reduce fertilizer runoff into your pond and reduce the amount of silt running into your pond. A great option for controlling both issues is to maintain a grass buffer strip around your pond. This continuous barrier of permanent grass helps to intercept soil particles and nutrients as they wash off surrounding fields or lawns. It also helps to limit sediment washing into your pond, which causes shallow slopes and water depth and more weed issues. Grass is also a great sponge for absorbing fertilizers like nitrogen and phosphorus. It helps prevent these chemical elements from running off from surrounding areas and into the pond. Less fertilizer in the water means less algae and other weed problems. Take a serious look at what you can do to prevent problems. It will be significantly cheaper than dredging out a silted-in pond or applying some of the weed controls. The first step in controlling algae and other aquatic weeds is to properly identify the weeds in the pond. If you miss this step, you will likely waste money on products that don't work and delay getting control of the situation. If you are unsure of what type of weeds you are dealing with, you can bring a sample into our extension office for identification. Options for pond weed control are mechanical and physical, which is pulling, raking, or physically removing weeds is a good way to control small quantities. Biological, which is grass carp, a non-native plant-eating fish that will reduce the abundance of some aquatic plants. However, grass carp are not the silver bullet in terms of aquatic plant management, given their preference for specific types of plants that can limit their usefulness. Grass carp may also increase the occurrence of algae blooms as a result of their redistributing nutrients in the water. Herbicides are another option. There are a number of herbicides that control aquatic weeds, but you must match the correct product with the correct weed. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Adavin Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.